This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's coming up on 11 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning. Now with part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.53 and a quarter, up $2 and a quarter. March corn, $4.66, up $2 and a quarter. May corn, $4.74 and a quarter, up $2 and a quarter. November soybeans were $13.07 and three quarters, down $7.50. January soybeans, $13.10 and a half, down $7.50. March soybeans, $12.95, down $5 and a quarter. December wheat was $6.53 and a half, up $7 and a quarter. March wheat, $6.64, up $7. May wheat, $6.67, up $7 and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Monday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were moderately lower late Monday afternoon. Basis levels continue to move lower as harvest pressure approaches in some southern locations. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mixed at 425 to 470. Soybeans are 7 to 15 cents lower at 1278 to 1308. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mixed at 432 to 448. Soybeans are down 7 to 15 cents at 1282 to 1333. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn mixed at 423 to 448. Soybean bids are 10 to 15 cents lower at 1281 to 1316. Wheat was up 7 to 9 cents at 601 to 628. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were 17 to 18 cents lower at 1343 to 1348. Basis levels were 10 cents lower at 35 to 40 cents over the November. High protein soybean meal was offered at $4.61.10 to $4.71.10 per ton, which is $2 to $3 lower. Illinois corn processor cash bids were unchanged to 2 cents higher at $4.43 to $4.61, with the basis levels unchanged to 2 cents lower at 10 under to 10 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn market mixed at $4.29 to $4.38, with the basis levels mixed at 24 to 15 under the December. Soybeans closed 9 to 14 cents stronger at $13 to $13.08, with basis levels down 2 to 6 cents at 8 under to option in November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market mix at $4.42 to $4.53. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 8 cents with bids at $13.17 to $13.27. Salt wheat closed 7 cents higher at $6.37 to $6.38. Milo was up 2 cents at $4.82 to $4.83. Contract bids to producers for January delivery grain in northern and western Illinois contracts were offered at $4.28 to $4.54. January soybean contracts ranged from $12.78 to $13.03. In central Illinois, January delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at $4.37 to $4.52. January delivery soybean contracts ranged $12.88 to $13.19. In the southern part of the state, January shelled corn contracts were quoted at $4.42 to $4.57. January delivery soybean contracts ranged from $12.99 to $13.28. This is John Ray reporting.
And now time for your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $126.60, up 65 cents. December live cattle, $130.50, up 75 cents. February live cattle, $132.20, up 67 cents. September feeder cattle were $157.62, up 52 cents. October feeder cattle, $162.10, up $1.87. November feeder cattle, $162.37, up $1.62. October lean hogs were $90.17, up 12 cents. December lean hogs, $86.42, up 35 cents. February lean hogs, $88.25, up 20 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys, the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture, with the Monday afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois direct sow reports, lauter sows are trading mostly steady with very good demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 72 to 78. 4 to 5 weight at 73 to 83 and 500 to 550 at 76 to 84. And over 550 at 77 to 85. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 63 to 69. Receipts for Illinois hogs this afternoon have totaled 13,906. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a dress basis traded at 199 and heifers on a live basis traded at 124.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 274 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $100.14, which was 12 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $193.55, which was $1.16 higher, with select carcasses at $176.79, which was 83 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 120,000 compared to 116,000 for last week and 126,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 419,000 compared to 428,000 last week and 434,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.55. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.47. September corn delivered to Scottville, $4.55. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.47. September beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.92. And September wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.03. The pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.55. Corn at Scottville is $4.55. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13. And wheat at Scottville is $6.03. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. And it is 6:18 on this Tuesday morning from WSMI FM 106. Color radar showing no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Then talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services. You'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M could apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why they are your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the upper 70s and light southeast winds. For tonight, cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy, again a slight chance of a shower, highs in the upper 70s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers Saturday. Low temperatures in the low 50s, highs in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, our temperature 50 degrees under clear skies. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Lauder and by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
The USDA Weekly Crop and Weather Report was released Monday afternoon. Near-average temperatures and precipitation last week allowed many producers to continue harvesting corn and allowed some producers to start harvesting soybeans and sorghum. Temperatures averaged 65.3 degrees for the week, 1.1 degrees above normal. Precipitation across the state averaged 0.84 inches, 0.01 inches below normal. Spotty showers were reported across most of the state, with all districts averaging at least a half of inch of rain. Topsoil moistures were rated at 22% very short, 44% short, and 34% adequate. Subsoil moistures were rated at 23% very short, 46% short, and 31% adequate. Corn in the dent stage reached 94%. 47% of the corn crop was mature compared to 94% last year and the five-year average of 62%. Corn harvest has reached 5% complete compared to 51% last year and the five-year average of 24%. Corn condition was rated at 3% very poor, 9% poor, 30% fair, 48% good, and 10% excellent. Soybeans turning yellow reached 72%. Soybeans dropping leaves reached 37%, compared to 63% last year and the five-year average of 47%. 1% of the soybean crop has been harvested. Soybean condition was rated at 3% very poor, 11% poor, 36% fair, and 44% good, and 6% excellent. While some farmers have been able to get out and start harvesting, many are still waiting. I spoke with Steve Kohler from Madison County about how his crops are looking.
Our crops, we didn't get our corn planted till the first week of June this year. It just stayed too wet this spring. And corn basically is looking real well. We farm in two different counties, Madison and Greene County. Corn in Godfrey is just starting to turn a little bit. Greene County is just a little behind yet. Field checks are looking like anywhere from 170 to 180 production, so it's looking pretty good if we just don't get an early frost.
So when are you expecting to start harvesting?
Approximately the third week of October.
And just for fun, can we compare this to when you started harvesting last year?
last year was... surprisingly, we did approximately about 80 bushel the acre last year, and we started the first week of September.
All right. Do you know what your grain moisture is testing at for corn?
I haven't done a moisture test, but just by the way it looks, I'm guessing it's in the mid-40s yet.
I know some people are harvesting their corn already, and it's coming in the 30s.
Right. Yeah, I am hoping that by the second week of October, we will be into the low 30s, I'm hoping.
And are you worried about letting it stand out there too late or being able to get it all in before it snows?
No, not worried yet. The future forecast looks favorable for us. But that can always change pretty rapidly. But with the equipment nowadays, we get across the ground pretty quick. And we will be running our grain dryers.
And while some farmers say the rains came too late to help their beans very much, Kohler says that's not the case for him.
This past Thursday, we received 1.25 inches of rain. And that's really going to help the pods fill out. And they're just barely starting to turn. So it's got a couple, 2-3 weeks for them also.
So it sounds like the rain came just in time for them.
Yeah, it's going to help them a lot.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.